FM. Just a great show today with an interview with Janice Ian. So don't miss it, starting at 11 a.m. All right. Geez, that last set was bookended by two great Boston bands in that five-song set. Let me tell you what I did. I started with the great Kid Gulliver, a remastered version of their song You'll Never Know on Kismet that came out just last year. Bob Mould was in 2016 doing an album called Patch the Sky, and he gave us a track called Hold On. Then, strangely enough, I had a request for a band called Sugar, which, of course, Bob Mould has plenty of involvement with. It was Bob from the Cast Irons wanted to hear from Copper Blue, which came out in 1992. That was Helpless. Thanks, Bob. And by the way, I'm going to play something by his band, the Cast Irons, next set. And just after the Bob Mould show, the fourth song of the set was The Smithereens, the great Smithereens, 1990. They had a record they called 11. That was A Girl Like You. And the other great Boston band I referred to was Modern Day Idols. Last year, actually it's 2 years ago now, isn't it? In 2020. Jeez. They had a self-titled record that was called See You Tonight. All right, I've got new noise, and it's coming all the way from New Zealand. It's probably my favorite band from New Zealand, because how many favorite bands from there? Well, you know what I mean. This band is called Beths. They have a brand new single. This is called A Real Thing. It's new noise at WMFO.
Taking I said, darling, why so blue? She told me I've been missing you. Well, you said leave and she said stay. She kissed my lips and quickly ran away. Lost some buttons to my overcoat. I pull your knife away from my throat. She said, smoke your cigarette, I hope you choke. Kiss my lips and quickly ran away. is high. Now the Rolling Stones play on the radio. It made you cry, but we got by. Now, old friend, you make me feel younger again. Now, old friend, you're just as pretty as you were back.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It is WMFO in Medford, just 20 minutes after the hour of 10 here on a Saturday. I'm Mike. How you doing? Been here since 9. We'll be here till 11. Again, don't miss something about the women starting promptly at 11 a.m. with Sue Edelman. She's got a terrific interview today with the great Janice Ian. So stick around, won't you? All right, let me tell you why I played in that last set. I'm going to start with the fifth song. That was the Cast Irons, yes, but that song is one that you can't find on any of their records or really anywhere else. And do you know why that is? That's because they recorded that specially for us here at WMFO. See, we do this show, a live day, every spring and fall. And because of COVID, we did it virtually last year in 2021. And that's a song called Your Window that they did for us in our live day. We're going to do another one sometime in May, June timeframe. It's going to be great. As far as we know, it's virtual. It's going to be virtual again for now anyway. But we'll get back to right here in the studio. But look forward to that. John Hiatt, the great John Hiatt, just before that, from 2001, I put out a record called The Tiki Bar Is Open. And that was my old friend. Buffalo Tom, Boston's Own, from 1993's Big Red Letter Day CD. That was I'm Allowed. The Weeks, in 2014, they gave us an EP called Buttons. That was the title track. And The Beths from New Zealand, as I mentioned. Just a single. They've released new stuff coming up from them called The Real Thing. All right, that was kind of a poppy set, wasn't it? Yeah, I like that. All right, I've got some new noise from the band called Spoon. They have a new record, and I love the title of this record. It's called Lucifer on the Sofa. What does that say about me? Let's discuss. All right, anyway, brand new from Spoon. It's new noise. This one's called Feels All Right at WMFO.
Feels all right to me, standing here by myself. Photograph with no correction for me or anybody else. And dreams nothing could measure up to being out here just needing nothing, living on no one else. I feel the night creeping, but we ain't sleeping. I feel the night scheming and street-jeeping. I
traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa!
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Thank you.
WMFO Medford. About 10:43 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I just played another 5-song set, and we'll play some more music too until 11, but I won't play any more after that. That'll be Sue Edelman, because Something About the Women starts at 11 with her interview today with Janice Ian. Stick around for that, won't you? All right, let me tell you what I played in that last set. I started off with New Noise from Spoon. Their new record is called Lucifer on the Sofa, because of course he is. Great album. Everything I've heard from there sounds really good. That was Feels All Right. Boston's own If We Go It All from 2021. They had a record called Form Follows Function that was Volunteer. What a great band. Another great band from Boston. Third song of the set was Owned by Kings of Leon back in 2008. How can it be that long ago for their Only by the Night CD that was Sex on Fire? Elton John from way back from the Elton John album, self-titled. That was Rock and Roll Madonna. And Girl with a Hawk, Linda Vien's new band. I just love everything about Linda. And that was called It's the Way They Will Be Opening for Nervous Eaters tonight at the Burren. Doors open at 6. They go on at 7. And yeah, we'll be playing some Nervous Eaters in the next set, I think. I think I can arrange that. All right. The last new noise of the day belongs to Eddie Vedder. He's got a brand new record. It's called Earthling. And this single is called Power of Right. New noise at WMFO.
Down!
WMFO, Medford, 10:58 in the morning. I'm Mike, just about out of here. Let me tell you what I played in that very last short set. Started off with great new music from Eddie Vedder. His new album is called Earthling. That was Power of Right. Boston's own Justine and the Unclean with Sweet Denial from 2020. Boston's own Fire King just after that from Double Trouble, which came out back in 2015. That was Dressed for the End of the World, and just heard the Nervous Eaters. As I promised, they will be at the Burren this evening. Doors open at 6, then at 7 o'clock, Linda Viennes and Girl with a Hawk go on, and then after that, it is the Nervous Eaters. Big night at the Burren. If you're going to be there tonight, I'll see you there. All right, so I'm Mike again, coming up at 11 a.m. sharp. It's Something About the Women with Sue Edelman, and she's got a great interview today with legendary artist Janice Ian. So please stick around for that. Until then, that's about it for me, and if they let me, as I always say, I will come back next week and do this again at 9. Thanks, everybody, so much for listening.
Nothing leaves. COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.